The first thing Francis realizes is the gulf between cultures is as wide as the Great Lakes. Some are quick to comment that his record must be fake, but even more pressing is the lack of respect. The primitive people, they say, who cannot manage their own affairs. Francis, I'd like a loan to buy a cow from old Mrs. Kijik. Agent, a waste of money. Francis, I can sell them extra milk. Agent, someone knock on your door in need, and there it goes. A cow will give my family a head start. Agent, I can get you a job fixing roads, cutting railway ties. Francis, my lungs suffer from the war. Agent, well then, I'll see what I can do. Time's up. I'll get back to you. A loan to buy a cow, a team of horses, a farm under the Soldier Settlement Act. The Indian agent scoffs and scorns and won't support Francis's application. He tells the government he's too much of a risk, too temperamental, not right in the head. Just because the man's a veteran doesn't mean he should expect compensation. Turned away again and again, even with the band's support, Francis wonders what his sacrifice was all about. Equality in the trenches in a time of need. But now I'm back at the end of the line with barely enough to feed my family. A time when everything Indian is banned and shunned. His people are subject to the wind of the Indian Department, which hands out banned payments like a child's allowance. At one time owning the whole Parry Sound region and more. Wasay Soksung, the place that shines brightly in the reflection of sacred light, and then deceived. Even their tiny island home is taken without compensation. J.R. Booth, king of the Ottawa Valley lumber barons with government connections, gets hundreds of acres for his Atlantic Railway depot. His last request, do your best to burn his papers, cover his tracks. Francis realizes straight away, something must be done. Canadian National Lumber and Tie Company is cutting all our valuable timber on the reserve and not giving us anything. We want it stopped. Agent, the Indian Department will have to approve it. That's why I'm here. Duly noted. Francis, and our beautiful sandy island. Shukodam, miss. The place where the spirits live. It was never in the treaty. White people are building summer homes there. Well, I'll see what I can do. Time's up. I'll get back to you. Francis prays to the Great Spirit, beseeches the Manitous for intervention, attends the Catholic Mass devoutly, prays to Jesus Christ who sent a nun to care for him when he thought he would lose his leg. And still the iron fist of the Indian Department beats down. Francis is desperate for change and runs for chief, but the government calls the shots. There's not a lot the band can do, except write letters and pass council resolutions. And then he comes up with a solution. He starts organizing politically and joins the newly formed Brotherhood of Canadian Indians and helps establish the National Indian Government. We want our rights. Agent. Order under the British flag above all. Francis. Then we'll bypass Indian affairs and go directly to King George. Agent. I'll remove you as chief. Francis. On what grounds? Incompetence. You're of no value to me or the band. I'll hire a lawyer. Lawyers cost money. I'll raise the money. It's against the law. I'll fight. Listen, does your majority want things to stay the way they are? Because the government holds back band payments if we don't stay quiet. Time's up. Got to go.